This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet French President Emmanuel Macron in Mumbai today. Mr. Macron will be on a three-day official visit to India, beginning today at the invitation of Prime Minister Modi to participate in the AI Impact Summit. During the meeting, the two leaders will review progress made in India-France strategic partnership and exchange views on issues of regional and global importance. This will be President Macron's fourth visit to India and his first visit to Mumbai. In the evening, the two leaders will inaugurate the India-France Year of Innovation 2026 and address a gathering of business leaders from both countries. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his French counterpart Catherine Vautrin will co-chair the 6th India-France Annual Defence Dialogue in Bengaluru today. During the meeting, a defence cooperation agreement is expected to be renewed for another 10 years with an MOU on joint venture for manufacturing of Hammer missiles, likely to be signed in the presence of both defence ministers. An announcement is also expected with respect to reciprocal deployment of officers of the Indian Army and the French Land Forces establishments. The two ministers also expected to witness the virtual inauguration of the H-125 light utility helicopter final assembly of Tata Airbus by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron at Vemgal, Karnataka. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has issued an official clarification on the eligibility rules for the new Class 10 board examination scheme starting from this year. This clarification comes after several queries from students and parents seeking guidance on appearing in the second board examination if they are unable to take the first exam due to personal, medical or other reasons. CBSE has made it clear that appearing in the first Class 10 board examination is mandatory for all students, and missing 3 or 4 subjects in the first exam will make them ineligible for the second examination. Such students will be classified under the essential repeat category and can only appear in these subjects during the next year's main examination session in February. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has clarified that the second examination is meant only for certain categories of students. Students who have passed the first examination and wish to improve their marks can appear again under the improvement category. They are allowed to improve up to 3 main subjects, including science, mathematics, social science and languages. Students who receive a compartment result in the first examination can take the second examination under the compartment category to clear the subject in which they did not pass. In addition, students who have passed but want to replace a subject to improve the overall result are also allowed to appear in the second examination. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will attend the swearing-in ceremony of BNP Chairman Tariq Rehman as Prime Minister of Bangladesh in Dhaka today. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will also be present on the occasion. Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP-led alliance has secured a landslide victory in recent parliamentary elections. External Affairs Ministry said Mr. Birla's participation at this important event underscores the deep and enduring friendship between the people of India and Bangladesh, reaffirming India's steadfast commitment to the democratic values that bind the two nations. The ministry also welcomed Bangladesh's transition to an elected government under Mr. Rehman's leadership. Union Education Ministry will host a special session titled Ministry of Education, Pushing the Frontier of AI in India at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda will launch 2 national initiatives at the India AI Summit in New Delhi today. These initiatives include Strategy for Artificial Intelligence in Healthcare for India and the Benchmarking Open Data Platform for Health AI. Sri Lanka have sealed Super 8 berth in the T20 World Cup with a commanding victory over Australia at Pallakkale International Stadium in Kandy last night. In another fixture, yesterday England defeated Italy by 24 runs in a Group C match at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. There are 3 fixtures slated for today. In a Group D match, New Zealand will take on Canada at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 11 a.m. In the second fixture, Ireland will face Zimbabwe in a Group B match at Pallakkale International Cricket Stadium, Pallakkale. The match will start at 3 p.m. local time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.